A Northwest Arkansas lawmaker is building a case in collaboration with the University of Arkansas Public Health Research Scientist for comprehensive sex education in public schools. As Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports, their mission is to teach youth about the risks of sexual assault, which is becoming pervasive on college campuses.
Kristen Jaskowski, an associate professor of public health at the University of Arkansas, researches the spectrum of human sexuality. 2 years ago, she met with State Representative Greg Letting at a Northwest Arkansas forum on sexual violence. Letting asked Jaskowski if she could provide him data on the incidence of sexual assault on the University of Arkansas Fayetteville campus, which lies within his district. She agreed. She posted an online anonymous survey administered by professors to their general elective classroom students. The survey yielded more than 1,000 valid responses. And a warning, some of them are graphic.
31% of the sample report of women in the sample reported non-consensual sexual contact. So this could include non-consensual touching, non-consensual oral sex, non-consensual vaginal penile sex, or non-consensual anal sex. So it did include a range of behaviors. And this is a broad definition of sexual assault, but it's how the university and how gold standard within the field of sexual violence prevention research. This is how we measure sexual assault, non-consensual sexual behavior broadly.
Jaskowski says higher levels of sexual violence tend to occur at larger universities where partying is embedded in campus culture. The risks are not taught and assaults are vastly underreported. University of Arkansas Fayetteville student Jillian Gullett says after she was sexually assaulted by a male student, she tried to report the attack to campus authorities, a process she found bewildering and agonizing.
There's this psychological phenomenon that I've learned about since all of this happened called, like, second rape. And it's the premise that what you go through afterwards and the way that it's responded to and the way that it's handled is much more traumatic than the actual event itself.
So for all of April, National Sexual Assault Awareness Month, Gullett carried around a bed sheet on campus for a campaign she initiated called Don't Keep It Undercover. Gullett told anyone willing to listen about her experience and that as many as 1 in 4 women during their college years will be sexually assaulted, a statistic not widely disclosed to high school girls as they prepare for their college entrance exams. In response to Gullett's comments, the U of A issued a statement saying it is committed to creating a campus environment free of sexual violence and provides accessible reporting resources to all victims. As for the results of the UA sexual assault survey, they were presented this winter to the Arkansas Legislative Council's Higher Education Subcommittee, co-chaired by Representative Greg Letting, who is currently running for state senate. He says he was shocked by what he read.
I think there were a few statistics that jumped out at me, namely that nearly a quarter of the people had reported 2 or more sexual assaults, and roughly the same number reported that their sexual assault involved 2 or more perpetrators.
Arkansas is one of 14 states that do not mandate sex education as part of public school health curricula, although abstinence is widely taught here. Letting predicts the matter will be taken up by the General Assembly when it convenes early next year.
We had a couple of Republican lawmakers suggest that at our meeting because there are a number of people who believe that we can't wait to address this issue once students arrive on campus. This is the kind of thing that we need to be teaching and talking about at a much earlier age.
And Jaskowski says data show that comprehensive sex education not only instructs naive students about healthy sexual relations, young people also learn what constitutes safe, consensual sex. In Fayetteville, Jacqueline Froelich, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.